Good Growth to Cab has fought developer Selig Enterprises in court for more than 2 years, trying to stop Selig from putting a Walmart in Suburban Plaza. The Citizens Group admits its remaining legal options weren't strong, but Selig's attorneys reached out last month and they agreed to end the court battle. So when will construction begin?
Almost immediately. I mean, like now.
That's Scott Selig, who says his company agreed to Good Growth to Cab's request to help pay for a nearby sidewalk. Selig says there will also be other amenities on site.
Bike paths and pedestrian areas and architectural design and green space.
Good Growth to Cab spokesperson Louise Runyon.
We're sorry, of course, to see Walmart coming in. There's no doubt about that.
But Runyon says her group's negotiation did yield construction and noise abatement considerations for homeowners who live behind Suburban Plaza.
We fought a very, very hard fight, and we built a very significant organization, which has and will continue to play a strong role on behalf of communities in DeKalb County.
Runyon says Selig's also agreed to help set up a meeting with Walmart for the group to address issues she calls of great concern to the community. Runyon also said, on the advice of her attorneys, she could not reveal what those issues are. No response from Walmart before deadline on whether it will agree to take that meeting. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.